It's in the morning on the Bull. This is Make Up or Break Up. A Northwest couple is having some drama. Let's get together and help them out. You decide. Should they make up or break up? Listen to the drama and then be an insta-therapist by sharing your advice. Call Fitz at 833-822-BULL. 833-822-BULL. Or text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up with Fitz in the Morning.
And my buddy Hunter from Bremerton sent me a message on Facebook, and at the very top of the message, it said, "Do we need a wedding?" And I was like, oh, this is going to be good. This is going to be good. I want to welcome Hunter to the show right now on Make Up or Break Up. Hi, Hunter. Good morning. How are you?
Hey. Yeah. Thanks for having me, y'all.
Hey, yeah. Thanks for sending me a message. All right. You know that Sierra, your fiance, is on hold right now, so she's hearing all of this. But basically, you guys had a big wedding planned. If you don't mind, talk to me about this huge wedding that you had planned and sort of how it got canceled.
Totally. So 200 guests was the plan.
Wow.
We had the event space booked. We had the photographer booked. We had a DJ booked. And then, I mean, the invitations were sent out. Save the dates were sent out. And then, obviously, we had to postpone. Like, it was supposed to be this coming, like, late summer, early fall. And we had sort of had to make the call, like, are we still going to try to do something? Or do we need to at least try to get some of our money back and indefinitely wait until we can have the wedding that we want? And we were both on the same page, like, let's not do it, right? Like, let's not do the whole wedding thing. Where we're not on the same page is that I still want to get married then, you know? Like, I don't think we need the whole wedding just to have the ceremony. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Mm-hmm. As a daddy of two little girls, and I've heard this, you know, my entire life, I think, like, you know, little girls dream of having that big wedding, that big day, their entire life. And to take that huge day, to take that ceremony away from them, you know, it's like a dream being shattered, you know?
No, I totally feel that. And I think that I still want to do it, right? Like, I still want to have the wedding. But I also just, I want to be married. You know what I mean? Like, we said we were getting married. Let's just get married and have the party, the, like, wedding down the line somewhere.
Right. I have a few friends who've done this. Yeah, got married this summer, and the wedding will be in a year or two. Yeah.
So,
right.
See,
like, let's just sign the paperwork. Like, I don't even want to do the paperwork part of it on my wedding anyway.
Right.
Who does? Right?
But you're saying Sierra, she doesn't just want to get married. She wants to have the huge ceremony.
Well, yeah, I think there's something that makes her think that makes it fake. You know what I mean?
Interesting. Or is she delaying the marriage because is there a possibility Sierra could be cheating on you?
Fitz, come on, man.
We're in such a good place.
I know.
Not even married yet.
He listens. He knows it's a joke.
Yeah, he knows.
He saw that coming a mile away.
He knew it was going to happen.
Sorry, Hunter. We have to get through that to move on.
I'm just saying it's concerning that she just doesn't want to.
I mean, Sierra's listening to this, right?
She's on hold.
All right, listen. There's two sides to every story, and we'd love to hear from you as well. 833-822-BULL. You could text to 96459. Make up or break up. What is Sierra going to say? When we talk to her, what is she going to say as far as why she doesn't just want to get married?
Are you asking me?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm asking her mother.
I don't know. I thought, whatever. Yeah, she's going to say, you know, that if we get married beforehand, why have a wedding? She's going to say, like, that makes the whole event, like, fake. Like, why are 200 people coming out of their way to just come to a party?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Sierra's on hold right now, and I'm going to take some notes. I'm going to get just a few more details. We're going to get Sierra's side of the story. When was the dream wedding that was canceled? When was that wedding supposed to be?
It was supposed to be first week of September.
Okay.
September 6th, I believe. Whatever that Friday, Saturday.
Dude,
is.
My wedding anniversary is September 14th. That's a good time, September.
Oh, yeah, because it's not too hot anymore, right? But you still get the, like, the life of summer.
Yeah.
Right.
Especially if you're doing it, you know, around here, you get a little bit of foliage as well.
When it comes to weddings, it's interesting because, And this is just my opinion, all right? So, which means it's worth nothing. But if you really love someone, if you like it, then you would have put a ring on it. And, you know, I'm looking at Drew in my studio right now. Drew has been in a relationship for 12, 13 years. No ring, no nothing, no engagement, ain't got no babies. And it's like, at that point, you got to wonder if you're really serious about the relationship. I don't know. Are you nervous that if she doesn't want to get married right now, that she might never want to get married?
I mean, in my head, we're already at that level. Like, we're already at the point, like, the partnership where we could be married.
Exactly. You know?
That's why I want to just get married.
Now you're talking my
because
language.
To me, it's just about, like, making that commitment to being partners.
Yeah.
Okay.
Less about, like, having a wedding.
He's not talking your language, Drew. He wants to get married.
He just said we're at that point. Like, we're cool. Yeah. We're good.
No, he's trying to get married.
Put a ring on it.
Well, that's what I heard.
Because he knows if he don't put a ring on it, then she's going to go get a ring put on it by someone else. Okay. Well, Sierra's been on hold. She's been hearing all this. Let's welcome Sierra from Bremerton. Hi. Good morning, Sierra. Welcome to Make Up or Break Up.
Good morning.
Wow. This got to be crazy. All right. Yeah. So, Sierra, I'm just going to come out and ask, why don't you just want to marry Hunter right now? Are you cheating on him?
No, I'm definitely not cheating on him.
Okay, I just want to clear the air. Okay.
No, definitely not. But it's a complicated issue because, like, I totally get... I understand where Hunter is coming from, right? But at the same time, it's also my wedding, too. So I feel like I have a right to feel the way that I feel, which is I've dreamt about this day since I was a little girl. I mean, you know, when I was playing with Barbies, we were planning my wedding, you know? It's just like, it's a big deal. It's a big deal. And it sucks that coronavirus just completely took that away. It stole that whole experience from me. We've set money aside, and I don't want to just get married. Like, that's not me. That's not what I want to do. And I don't understand. I mean, we've been dating for a while, so why now? Like, we can wait a little bit longer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
So is the ceremony and all the party and everything, that's more important than the actual act of the wedding to you or being married?
I just feel like it would be kind of like a sham. It's such a special occasion. So it's like, I think that we should go through the necessary steps. You don't get married first and then do the wedding after. Like, that just seems like it's a themed party, you know?
I get a little bit worked up when we talk about this stuff, just because I know that I want to get married, you know? That's what's important to me, not the party of it. And it makes me feel really, like, a little bit insecure when we can't agree on just, like, doing the thing, you know?
Hunter, are you crying right now?
Sorry, guys. This whole thing makes me, like, really, like, worked up and anxious about my relationship. So,
yeah.
First of all, I don't know if you felt this way, why you went through this medium. And second of all, if you're that insecure about our relationship that you're crying about it instead of just talking to me about it, about getting married, one of the biggest things you can do in your life, I feel like this is a lot. And I think it's, like, really embarrassing that a grown man just cried in 5th in the morning. Like, I don't.
Okay. Obviously, hey, listen, I'm gonna put you guys on hold. Okay, there's no crying during morning radio. Well, there's sometime. But listen, I'm gonna put you guys on hold, and we have a therapist in Renton who will give you 2 free appointments if you want to try to resolve this sort of wedding issue. A lot of calls coming in, a lot of text messages, 833-822-BULL. Text to 96459. It's Make Up or Break Up. Yeah, he was straight up balling. Want to be a baller. Shot caller.
Poor guy. Poor him.
Let's go to Jordan in Everett right now. Good morning, Jordan. Make up.
Good morning, guys.
Break up.
Morning,
hey,
peace and love. Peace and love. I am saying this not to be mean. I'm just calling balls and strikes here.
Okay.
I like it.
Throw it out.
Call the quarantine Kevlar because you just dodged a bullet.
What do you mean?
Wait, which one? Who are you saying dodge the bullet?
Don't. No, this marriage, this has first marriage written all over it.
Oh,
both of them then.
Oh, yes, but no, it's both of you. This is the best thing that could have happened to get you guys to delay this, because neither one of them are ready. She's still tantruming about the big party, and he's just, I don't want to throw the P word around, but, dude, sack up a little. You know?
Are you trying to say that he's privileged?
Not sure that was the P word he was looking for, but thank you for restraining yourself.
Knock a few letters off, but, yeah, this is disaster written all over it. I mean, seriously.
All right, Jordan.
I mean, who knows? They don't do the therapy thing or something. Maybe a month or two down the road, let's see if he grows a set and she stops tantruming. You know, honestly, save the money. That stupid $1,000 you're to throw away in those giant weddings. Save it for a stick. Instead of a dream wedding, have a dream house. I mean, if you're that serious, if you really want to do it.
Save the money.
Now you're talking, Jordan.
Hell yeah.
You know, you noticed when he was crying earlier from 425, hey, Fitz, oh my gosh, how sweet of him. He wants to marry her. He loves her intensely. She seemed cold. Poor guy. They need to break up. Wow.
Speaking of cold, yeah. Someone else wrote, "If as a woman, I would leave this guy simply because he can't stop saying like and yeah. Like, oh, yeah, no. Like, yeah. Like, stop. Come on."
Let's go to Becca Joe in Bothell right now. What's up, Becca Joe? It's Fitz, makeup or breakup here.
Well, I originally was like, hey, girl, just put it on your big girl panties, get the wedding over with, and then have fun later. But after listening to how she responded to Hunter's feelings, I was like, dude, it's not worth it. That she wouldn't respect how you feel like that. And I just think it's definitely either breakup or at least, yeah. Don't get married right now.
Yeah, you're saying now's not the time.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Maybe this time is going to count for them.
Yeah.
But believe it or not, my sister did that very thing. She got married in Vegas because the wedding became too big of a hassle.
Mm-hmm. Right.
I wish Bethy and I would have done the same thing. You know, we went to Texas, you know, got married and paid for the wedding ourselves. Now I wish, I'm like, why didn't we go to Hawaii?
Mm-hmm.
Or you know, anywhere. Bosnia, Herzegovina. I don't know. Somewhere. Save the money is what I'm trying to say.
I don't think going to Bosnia-Herzegovina is going to save you a ton of money. I'm just throwing that out there.
Cherie in Bremerton is an insta-therapist right now. Hi, Cherie. What do you think?
Well, I think that they need some premarital counseling, that their perception or her perception of what a wedding is about is way off. And you don't need a piece of paper to be married. I think Hunter needs to rethink his position with this female, and they probably need some time out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Such great advice. Thank you. Christy from Gig Harbor says that he needs to bail. Christy, go ahead. He needs to bail.
He is so lucky to have dodged that bullet.
Wow.
He is, wow, what an insensitive twit.
All right, listen, if you're just tuning in, you're probably wondering what's going on. Well, you can catch the entire Makeup or Breakup on our podcast from today's show. Just go to 989thebold.com. You know, pretty close to when we get off the air. It'll be up there, like what, 11-ish, something like that?
11-ish.
Yeah. Wow. All right, thank you guys so much. Drew, with the text messages and all the social media, percentage-wise, do we have a makeup or breakup today?
Yeah, unexpected, but we're edging into breakup. We've just crossed 60% breakup, so we're on that side of it.
All right,